I'm not threatening to beat you up, sir.
Bonsoir. It is March 11th, 2022. I'm Sleeve McDykel, and you're listening to one of these bonersode things I do about once a week. This one is number 119, produced by I Regret Jumping. This morning, Ira came bursting into my office demanding I do more edgy cat-related pranks, but I'm only going to do that once because I'm in the mood to do an idea again that I first did way back in Bonersode 34 over 2 years ago, and that one I told people I listed their house for sale without their consent, and I can't remember where I went next with the idea, but this time I'm going to tell people that I received no offers because their house looks like shit. Before that though, I have an idea that Ronk gave me in September of 2019, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Go ahead and get mad. You're just going to have to listen.
Hello?
Hello, is Betty available?
Who's this?
It's Cody with the city.
Cody with the city?
Yeah, city of... I'm just calling on behalf of the mayor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
And thanks.
The mayor's calling you.
Yeah.
Cody from the city of... Bay.
Hello?
Hello, Betty?
Yes?
Hey, Betty, it's Cody with the city.
What city?
City of... I just needed to let you know in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to be there. The mayor, he just needs to charge his phone.
I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Betty over there on Loop?
It is?
Oh, yeah, good. Okay, yeah, we're going to be there in about 20 minutes. He just needs to charge his phone. We don't have the car adapter and everything, so he's just going to be stopping by and charging his phone off of your outlet.
I find this hard to believe.
Which part? I mean, why is that?
Because, wait a second.
What?
Because I'm in a gated community.
Well, yeah, but it's the mayor, so, I mean, you know, he's got clearance and everything. It's not just some stranger off the street or anything.
And how did you pick me?
I don't know. He just said, let's go to Betty's house. I'm sure she won't mind. I don't know. Like, do you know him or something? Or
no. What's his name?
Oh, Mayor Pat.
Pat what?
You don't know the mayor?
No, really, I don't.
Oh, you had to get engaged with local politics.
I'm not registered with the party even.
Okay, well, we won't hold it against you, but he's going to be just stopping by, and he just needs to charge his phone for, I don't know, probably about 20, 30 minutes or so. You know, just enough to get him home and everything.
No, I'm going to have to say no, because I'm a little scared of that.
Oh, scared? It's the mayor. What are you scared of the mayor for? And you can't say no. It's the mayor. You can't refuse the mayor.
I can't refuse the mayor?
No,
you
no.
Have ID?
Well, the mayor does. Of course.
Hey, I can't believe this is real. I can't, honest to God.
Who are you talking to back there?
She's talking to me. I'm her husband.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of strange. We get a call and the mayor is coming to my house. Is this what it is?
Yeah. Well, we were just in the neighborhood and his cell phone battery's running pretty low. And, you know, he gets anxiety when it drops beneath 10%. So, yeah, he's just going to be stopping by and charging up. That's all.
No, I don't know that. Are you coming through our gate?
Well, we're coming to your house.
No, but are you through the gate yet?
No, we'll be there in about 20 minutes. And tell Betty to shut up back there.
Oh, no, I will not tell her to shut up. She's my brain.
She's your brain.
We think together. No, I don't.
What? What do you like, the Minars from Star Trek or something? You can't think independently?
We do think independently. Believe me, she don't always think the way I think, but I would rather not let somebody I don't know what he looks like. I don't know who he is.
What does it
I
matter
don't know
what
who
he,
you are.
What does it matter what he looks like? Now you're just being racist.
I'm not a racist. I don't care what he looks like.
Well, okay, then. What does it matter?
Somebody I don't know. I'm not letting somebody I don't know.
Oh, yes, you are. It's the mayor. I'm not calling for permission. I'm letting you know we're going to be there. It's the mayor. You can't say no.
Of course I can say no. This is a private residence.
Well, no, we don't.
I absolutely can say no.
Oh, no, no, not to the mayor.
He's not a policeman. He can't come in here and just come here.
He's above the policeman. He can order the policeman around. He's the mayor. Don't you know how?
All right, well.
You need to learn the hierarchy here.
I'll tell you what you do. Tell a sheriff to bring him in.
Come in
with a sheriff, and then I'll feel safe.
No, the sheriff is a motherfucker. We don't like the sheriff.
Hello,
Andrew.
This is him.
Oh, hey, Andrew. It's Cody from down the street.
From down the street?
Yeah, well, I'm over here on Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to let you know, a couple weeks ago, I listed your house on Redfin, and I was looking over the results just a few minutes ago, and it doesn't look like there was any interest. I mean, nobody made any offers.
Are you sure you're calling the right person?
Well, this is Andrew over there at 53, right?
Yeah, but I never told you to do anything. I don't know. Where are you at exactly?
Yeah, well, no, you didn't tell me. Like, it's just kind of a hobby of mine. I just like to see, you know, what kind of homes would generate interest in the area. And so, yeah, I just put yours up on Redfin, and yeah, I didn't get any offers or anything. I don't know, maybe it has to do with your yard. I'm not really sure. It's like curb appeal is everything, and yours is kind of lacking, you know?
I think you're a funny guy. You sound like you want to get your ass kicked. Why don't you come on over?
No, Andrew.
Why don't you come over so I can kick your ass?
Why would you? I'm not trying to be funny. Why are you threatening me? I just thought it was just kind of an interesting thing. You know, I just thought I'd let you know. That's all. Just...
Why would you call and provoke me and tell me I need to spruce up my yard? And
well, no, I'm just saying, you know, like your curb appeal kind of sucks, and that's kind of like, you know, just like that's the first impression, and that's probably why people weren't making offers.
Yeah. What's your address again?
I'm
going to come see you. I want to see what your yard looks like.
Well, no, I don't want you to kick my ass. We're neighbors.
I don't want you to call me.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't mean to.
My house. What are you talking about? Well, why don't you find something else to do?
Well, no, this is just my hobby. Look, you don't have to be such a motherfucker about it. Like, we're neighbors. We shouldn't be, you know, at each other's throats like this.
Yeah, you're real neighborly. You call me and you tell me that you listed my house.
Yeah. Well, what?
Yeah.
It's not like you have to move or anything. Unless, what if you got, like, a really good offer? Then you'd be thanking me. Like, you're not thinking this through. You're just being a big dum-dum about it.
Where did you say you were at?
I'm over here on Drive.
What number?
7869, but I mean, I'm not putting my house up for...
I'm just going to see, I'm going to list yours and see what I can get.
Oh, no, I don't give you permission to do that.
I didn't give you permission to do mine either.
I know, but you didn't object to it either. Like, I'm expressly objecting. I'm telling you no, so you can't do it.
You're a piece of work. Why don't you find something to do with your time?
Andrew? Hello?
Who's calling?
Oh, hey, Andrew. It's Cody again. You hung up before we could talk about staging. Like, we just... Like, maybe we could just stage it.
You're a funny guy. You know, the first time was okay. Second time, it's harassment.
No, I'm not harassing you.
Yes, you are. You didn't get my permission. You didn't ask. That's harassment.
No, it's not. I don't need your permission to call you, stupid. You don't understand how the phones work. I don't need your permission to call you. Like, I won't call again. I just thought I'd have a...
Okay, don't call again.
I just thought I'd give you a friendly suggestion. Like, maybe you could just upgrade your furniture. Like, your furniture is kind of old, and that's probably hurting your sales potential.
You're a stupid fuck. Don't ever call me again.
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Yes.
Hey, Mary. It's Ronk from down the street.
Uh-huh.
I was just calling to ask if you could please just not inception those false memories into my cat anymore.
Do what?
You know how you've been inceptioning false memories into my cat while he sleeps? It's just kind of creating havoc over here because then he wakes up and, you know, he thinks there's a rat in the living room and he starts tearing up the carpet. And I was just kind of hoping you could not...
Sir, I have absolutely no idea about what you're speaking of. I would have no way of doing that. I would have no way of putting anything into your cat.
Well, no, you didn't put any. No, I know all about your experiments and everything. Like, I think it's pretty neat and all that. But like, you didn't even ask. And
no, sir, and I don't have any experiments going on. I am so sorry if you think I've done something, but I have no powers that way.
Well, no, I'm not mad about it, but I know that you have powers and everything, and that's fine. Like,
I don't.
Maybe you could just do it during the day, you know, when I'm not sleeping, because then I would just, like, I wake up in the middle of the night, and he's running around the living room, tearing up the couch, I'm not even asking you to replace the couch or anything, you know, like, I'm not going to go that far with it, but if you could not inception false memories into my cat, I'd appreciate it, that's all.
Okay, I have never done that, and
there's no reason to lie. It's no big deal. Like, I'm not even mad.
You scare me because that's so. I wouldn't find anything like that within the realm of. It would go against my religious beliefs.
Your religious beliefs.
Yes.
What does your religion have to do with experimenting with cat memories? That's the weirdest thing. I don't think you know. Like, you're just making things up, Mary. Come on.
I'm going to have to.
It doesn't
end
say
this conversation.
It doesn't
I'm
say.
So,
it doesn't say anything in the Bible about inceptioning false memories into cats.
No, but I wouldn't move toward spirit. I swear to you, and I would never hurt your cat. I swear.
It doesn't hurt him. It just he thinks that there's a rat in the living room because you gave him a false memory, and so he starts, you know, just digging at the couch and everything, trying to get under the couch, and you know, it's just waking me up in the middle of the night because you do it so late. Like, maybe we could just arrange a time during the day, you know, when we're both available.
Okay. I would never disturb you or your cat. I'm going to hang up because this conversation.
Well, no, don't hang up. We should be on good terms. We're neighbors. It's no big deal. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
And you live where?
Oh, I'm over here on just one street over from you. You know, over here on way.
Okay. All right. All right.
And also. Do you think you could, like, when my cat is out and about during the day, do you think you could not attempt to teach him how to drive?
Now I think that this is a scam.
What?
I can't even get my own dog to come in at the
well, no,
right
I saw,
time.
I saw you set him up on your steering wheel when you were coasting up and down the street. And he, you know, he's just a cat. Like, he can't even reach the gas pedal. It's just not going to work. It's just not going to work, Mary.
I will never teach your cat to drive.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a pleasant evening.
You too. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. Hello, Nellie?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, hey, Nellie. It's Cody from down the street.
Cody from down the street?
Yeah.
I don't know a Cody.
Oh, well, I'm over here on road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to let you know, a few weeks ago, I listed your house on Redfin, and it doesn't look like I got any offers, but I just thought you'd kind of just be interested to know.
No, I wasn't even thinking about putting up my house, so you must have got my information from somebody else.
Oh, no, I know you're not selling or anything. It's just something that I do, just kind of as a hobby. Yeah, I just list people's houses for sale, and... You know, just see what kind of interest there is and that kind of thing. But nobody made an offer on yours.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not interested in selling anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I just the only suggestion I was going to make was just kind of fixing up your yard. You know, because it just kind of looks barren. You know.
Yeah, I know.
And curb appeal.
I know, but you know,
curb appeal
really
is everything.
You know, to go out there and do yard work.
Yeah, well, I know. Maybe you just hire someone, you know, because, like, it just kind of looks all barren. Like, it's, just kind of looks like the Fallout video game, you know, like, it's all brown and broken. Mm-hmm. And just,
What is like, brown and broken? What is brown and broken?
Oh, your yard. It just looks like
my fence?
No,
my fence is not brown.
No, your yard, like the grass.
What
like
about it, the yard? Like my grass is not brown. My grass is green.
Well, no, there's like patches of dirt. It just kind of looks crappy. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Not. I have no patches of brown.
Well, just sometimes, have, just some, you know.
Mm-mm. No, you must have the wrong number.
Well, no, you don't what have do to. You don't have to be embarrassed.
What are you in the backyard? I'm not fucking embarrassed. Who are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about talking about your shitty yard.
Sprinklers.
It looks all just barren.
So like, does yours. Have you looked at yours?
Well, no, my yard is well maintained. I have a lawn service. I hire Royco Lawn Service to take care of it.
Okay. All right. I'm happy you have the way to do that. You know,
I'm gonna
like
go
I
ahead.
Said.
I'm gonna go ahead and just sign you up for a month of like a month trial of Royco Lawn Service.
And oh, no, thank you.
Well, no, I'm
no,
gonna pay.
Thank you because
I'm gonna pay for it.
Listen,
don't worry. It's the neighborly thing to do. I'm gonna have them come over there.
Well, if they come here, my dog is gonna attack you.
Oh, they'll just kick
somebody,
it.
My
they'll
dog
just kick
is gonna
your
attack
dog.
You. So, and I have guns. So if you come over here, I'm gonna freaking shoot you. Okay.
No, you can't shoot
come
people.
Come here, my property. Oh, yes, yes. If you're on my land, I think you forgot where you live.
Hello.
Hello, Charles.
Yes.
Hey, Charles. It's Ronk over here with the city.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I just needed to let you know tomorrow there's gonna be a camera crew coming out to your house. And they're going to want to just take some photographs of you.
Of why?
See, we're starting this new program here in the city where we're going to be printing our own money. And we're going to be using your face on the $5 bill.
No way, brother. No way.
Oh, yeah. Yes way. Yeah. See, our bills, the idea behind it is, you know, we want it to kind of represent the community and everything.
Well,
so,
I'm a 92-year-old disabled veteran,
yeah,
and I refuse to participate in anything like that.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Goodbye.
No, Charles, you can't refuse. It's your patriotic duty to participate.
It's not my duty to participate in something I don't want.
Yeah, no, you have to. You have to. See,
I don't have to do anything. I don't want to.
Well, no, Charles, like, it's not a, like, we chose you because you're a veteran. Like, it's, you're kind of a good example of the residents around here.
No, I'm not an example for anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're a model citizen, so that's why we chose you. So, yeah, we just want to put you on the $5 bill, so.
No, I'm not going to be on a $5 bill.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're out of your skull. No.
No.
No. Double no. Triple no. Never. Goodbye.
No, you can't.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Charles, it's Ronk again. You hung up before I could let you know that Annette, she's going to be on the $2 bill.
Well, so we're gonna, not going to be on... Listen carefully.
So we're going to need her there, too.
I'm a 92-year-old disabled veteran.
I know, thank you for
My
your...
My wife is 81. We're not going to participate on anything like that.
Well, no, all you have
Forget
to do...
Forget it.
Well, no, you just have to sit there and let them take photos of you, that's all. It's not that...
No, you're not going to take photos of us and put her picture on a $1 bill and my picture on a $5
bill. No, she's going to be on the $2 bill.
A $2 bill.
Yeah, she's going to be
Forget
on the...
Forget it! Forget it!
Why?
Never!
Thanks again, I Regret Jumping, for recommending a 92-year-old disabled veteran be the face of the city's new $5 bill. Thanks, Ronk, for the phone charging idea. I'm sure you forgot. Your actual suggestion was just to ask people if I can come charge my phone. But I'm a professional comedy writer, so I punched it up. If I used your idea, as is, the call would have gone nowhere, and I'd have to resort to calling someone a motherfucker in a desperate attempt to elicit a reaction. Thank you, everyone, for listening and supporting the show. I'll be back next week, unless some kind of omnipotent being breaks time and I end up in a bizarro totalitarian nightmare where I'm the same, but everyone else is a big jerk. A bientôt.
allumer le feu. Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin d'eux. Balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie, car mes jours. Ça commence avec toi.
Thanks for calling me a jerk. Have a nice evening.